Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Are you facing a complex installation, expansion, greenfield project, or maintenance project? Make the smart choice. Sierra Meyer, a nationwide industrial general contractor, specializes in the pulp and paper industry. Our skilled millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of experienced project managers, architects, and engineers are safe, effective, and efficient on any project, planned or unplanned. Take the smart step toward getting your next project finished safely and done well. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com.
The following Nib Impressions column was written by Jim Thompson. This is Steve Roush, and I'll be reading this column for Jim. The title of this week's column is called Pulling the Plug, and here's what Jim has to say about that. As hard as it is to get innovation right, a subject to which we alluded last week, pulling the plug on a bad project is even harder. If you read the management books, they will often quote someone like Winston Churchill, Vince Lombardi, or Teddy Roosevelt with an admonishment to never ever give up. Sometimes you just need to give up. It is called throwing good money after bad. Back in the 70s, I was involved in a project funded and managed by a large, prestigious company that should never have been started. At least it was the way it was conceived. By the time the project was killed, over $150 million had been spent, back when that was real money, and tragically, close to a dozen customers had been killed. In hindsight, plenty of clues were available, but folks chose to ignore them. Once you have a certain threshold amount invested, no one wants to admit they have made a mistake. Many a board of directors would have acted more fiduciarily responsible if they had shut down the newsprint mills sooner than they did. But here sits an asset with a large sunk cost, and no one wants to make the hard decision. How can you tell if your project deserves a proper burial? You have to step back and look at how it fits in the overall marketplace and economy. In third world countries, you must quit imagining you are in a first world country. After all, what is the exchange rate history and projection with your largest market? How stable is the government? Clue if a leader is waving around a pistol when routinely making speeches, time to get out. But small projects can have these problems too. In one case, I became fixated in solving a small problem which would yield incremental tons. The next manager saw a bigger picture, made a big move, and blew the doors off profitability. Engineers are particularly susceptible to what I call the high school science fair project mentality. What is this? They become so enthralled with what they see as the elegance of their solution, they fail to stop and test it. Does it spin the invoice printer sufficiently? Your best bet, whenever your peer level junior engineer, manager, CEO is to find your equivalent, perhaps not even in your industry. Especially at the CEO level, you'll want to stay out of antitrust problems and ask them what they think of your idea. These people will approach it without prejudice and give you an opinion you seriously use as a test. Sometimes you can get right up to the end and discover a project needs to be stopped. Money, time, and schedule has been invested, but it just does not make any sense, even though it is going to start up next week. Who can stop such projects? Likely only a new leader. Unfortunately, such timing is surreptitious and seldom happens. New safety ideas involve testing, too. Don't fail to make sure a new safety protocol really improves safety. There have been several resulting in disaster. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
Nip Impressions is written by Jim Thompson and is copyright 2018, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.